Now, moving on to fixing faulty septic tanks, because apparently, and according to the EPA, it's taking way too long. Here in County Kildare, 63% of septic tanks failed inspections last year, and that is according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Stephen McCarthy. He's inspector in the EPA's Office of Environmental Enforcement. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
Within this county here, Stephen, we had 38 inspections carried out last year. And as you heard there in my intro, 63% of septic tanks failed those inspections. Quite a high percentage, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The overall across the country, there was over 1,000 inspections completed, and the failure rate was 49%. So a little higher in Kildare at 63%. But overall, the overall picture through the years has been that half of septic tanks generally around that much fail each year. So it's indicative of poor standards really in the area, which is of obvious concern, which septic tank is dealing with, you know, sewage effluent from houses, and it's indicating that it's not being treated correctly in all cases.
Over a 9-year period here in this county, 131 septic tanks failed inspections. Is there a clampdown from local authorities? I know they carry out the inspections, but is there any follow through in terms of like rectifying the issues that are there?
Yes, so if a householder is inspected and the septic tank fails, they get issued what's called an advisory notice, which provides them with, it'll set out what the problems are, what needs to be done to fix them, and how long they have for that. And then the local authority is responsible for following through on those. Well, first of all, the householder is responsible for complying with them, and it's offence not to, and that's subject to potential penalties. But it's the local authority's role then as well to follow through on those. So we see in Kildare, for example, you mentioned there's 131 notices issued since the inspection started back in 2013. 101 of those are closed. There's 30 remaining open. 15 of those, however, are open more than 2 years. And that's what we're pointing out, both here and nationally, that there's a certain number of advisory notices, as they're called. So basically septic tanks that are not being fixed over long periods in spite of failing an inspection.
And that's, I suppose, my point there. Like, you're saying there's a potential penalty, but is the penalty followed through? You know, if people are still leaving them and they're not being rectified, I would imagine they probably aren't being penalised. Otherwise, you know yourself, if you were getting fined every year, I assume people would probably have it done.
Yes, so that's what we're calling for in the report, is consistent enforcement, I guess, across the country. Mm. And what you're saying is true, in that there have been 47 legal proceedings issued in relation to failed inspections across the country over that period, but that's quite a long period. And 43, near most of those, have been taken by just three authorities. So in many instances, the notices, first of all, the level of engagement with the householder after the notice is issued isn't sufficient. And in many cases, that will see the issue dealt with. And then ultimately, if there's serious issues, legal proceedings aren't being taken in many instances. You know, like I said, three authorities taking 90% of the cases and 47 taken overall over the years. Mm. So we'd like to see consistent follow through on the notices.
Inspections in Offaly County Council, our neighbours here, Clare and Waterford, were well below their 2022 requirements. Is there any repercussions for councils that don't carry out the minimum number of inspections that they're supposed to?
Yes, there is. This is something we follow through already with those authorities on it. The EPA has an oversight role in relation to the conduct of the inspections. So we have already been in contact with those authorities, and they have plans in place to complete the backlog and inspections and their 2023 number as well. There's an overall plan nationally, so every authority has allocated inspections they have to complete. If they're not done, we'll follow up with that, which we have. Okay. Ultimately, we can actually issue a legally binding direction to those authorities to ensure that they're completed, which in itself is actually subject to legal enforcement.
Okay. Just speaking about households who failed inspections, then they're advised that they must fix it, and then they're told about repairs or grants worth of up to €5,000 available in some certain circumstances. And we'll get to the grant in a minute. But if people haven't been inspected, but they suspect something might be wrong, would they still be able to go along and say, you know, go for a grant and go that way? Or do they have to wait until they're told, yeah, actually you failed this inspection and now you can be referred?
Yeah, there's three parallel grant schemes, and two of those you need to actually be subject to inspection by the local authorities. So what we've been talking about already, there's another grant scheme for certain parts of the country, and the householder can go on their own initiative if they feel their septic tank is problematic. You can go to the Department of Housing website and they have a map. If you put in your air code, it'll tell you whether you're in those areas. But the other one that's of real good use to people, most people that have septic tanks, they'll have a well as well, their domestic well. And if they have problems with their well, there's a separate grant scheme for those, and there's no geographic limitations around that. So there's grants there as well. And that's something we'd be encouraging people to do, is to get their well, their drinking water well, tested every year. And there's grants, like I said, for remediation or installing treatment on wells as well. So that's important for people to realise that that's there.
Absolutely. Great stuff there. I suppose for people out there who may be listening in, potentially know there's something wrong, they may not have been inspected. It is a bit of a Russian roulette that you're saying, oh, well, sure, I haven't been inspected, but there may be an issue. How serious is it if, you know, you have a faulty septic tank and you're just being complacent and doing nothing about it?
Yeah, the risks that are there, there's risks to the environment, obviously, of effluent getting into ditches and running off into rivers and so on. But the other risk and potentially more concerning is the, in terms of scale, is the potential for, if the septic tank isn't functioning correctly, the effluent from the septic tank ultimately goes into the ground. And if it hasn't been treated properly when it going into the ground, that it could then cross-contaminate drinking water wells. And like I said, most people in the countryside that have septic tanks, that have wells as well. There's over 160,000 properties out there where they have a well and a septic tank on the same site. And as will neighbours. Neighbours will have septic tanks and wells and so on. That's why it's important that people check their septic tanks. We have guidance on our website, simple things you can do, and follow up. Ensure they're maintained properly. Get their drinking water well tested. And if there's more serious problems, do check out whether you fall eligible for the grants.
Okay. I know this may seem like a very simple question, Stephen, but who do you go to fix your septic tank? What's your first point of call?
We have guidance on the EPA website in relation to remediation.
Like registered people, is it?
There isn't a system for registering people that work in this area.
Okay.
But we have guidance on our website in relation to remediation if you have problems, which covers various aspects of it. So I'd encourage people to check that out. Really, when you're looking for someone, you're looking for someone that has experience. And it's a matter, unfortunately, there is no register, but you're down to the householder themselves to check somebody's got the experience to be able to deal with the issues.
Okay, maybe something that you can look at going forward, a register definitely might be helpful there for people. Stephen McCarthy, Inspector in the EPA's Office of Environmental Enforcement. Thanks very much, Stephen. Good afternoon.
Thank you.